Well, Jane is following the advice of Mrs. Frederick, her new next-door neighbor. Mrs. Frederick is the kind of wife who takes the credit for her husband's business success and is teaching Jane how she can help Mr. Race in his business. Jane got her chance today when she went to Mr. Race's office and found him trying to close a deal with a Mr. Tumley. Jane flattered him into coming to dinner tonight. Our scene is the living room. Mr. Race ferociously walked the floor as Marge enters from the dining room. Listen.
Hey, what is he doing in here?
What is she doing in there?
Jane, well, she's having her coffee. We all are. What's the idea of your leaving your guest there and walking out like this?
Oh, I couldn't stand it, Marge. Did you ever hear that conversation? What got into her?
Oh, she's just making small talk, that's all.
Microscopic talk, you mean? Can you detect the germ of an idea in what she's saying?
So Mr. Dumley seems to be enjoying it. I never heard a man laugh as much as he does.
Oh, he's just laughing to be polite. He's going to spoil this whole deal I've been working on for weeks. How did I ever let him come here in the first place? I should have known the minute she barged into my office today that no good would come out of this.
Oh, did Jane invite him?
Why, sure. You don't think I did?
Well, I thought he was a business prospect, and you were trying to wine and dine him to get him into a mood to talk business.
Oh, do I do business like that? You know better than that. I don't mix business with pleasure.
Well, this might help, especially if he's being difficult to sign up.
What might help? Listening to Jane a whole evening?
Well, he seems to be enjoying it. You can't tell me that laugh of his is just being polite. He seems to be having a great time.
I don't believe it. I know I'm not. This is the most uncomfortable dinner I ever sat through. I thought I'd choke on every bite of steak.
Steak? That was roast beef.
Roast? Well, that shows you what a frame of mind I'm in.
Oh, stop it. And come on back in and have a coffee. I think it's worse for you to walk out this way than what you claim Jane is doing.
Oh, well.
Calling all husbands! Calling all husbands! Calling all... I've never met a woman with such a sense of humor.
Where did you go, dear? You didn't have your coffee.
I don't want any coffee, Jane.
Want you out of chair, Mr. Tumley?
Thank you. Don't mind about
it. Yes, sit down, Mr. Tumley. How about a cigar?
How about it?
Well, how about having one?
Well, how about having one?
Oh, Mr. Tumley, you're so repulsive.
There you are, sir. I think you'll find this cigar not too strong.
Sit over here, Mr. Tumley.
Thanks. Oh, before I forget my compliments to your cook, Mr. J. Very enjoyable dinner.
Oh, did you like it, really?
Delicious. I've had a lot of roast beef in my day, but this was the best.
Well, thanks, Mr. Tumley.
Speaking of a lot, Mr. Tumley, I think I can make you see your way clear to putting up that garage on that lot I offered you this morning.
No, I don't think so, Mr. Ace. This proposition of mine is too big to waste on such a small piece of ground.
Yeah, but if you let me show you how you can get the same space out of...
Get Mr. Tumley a mat there.
What?
A mat.
No, thanks. I have one here. Well, this is real solid comfort. Nice little home you have here, Mrs. A. If I ever settle down and get married, this is the kind of place I'd want.
Oh, aren't you married, Mrs. Tumley?
No, I'm happy.
I am, too.
Well, if I'd seen you first, Mrs. Ace, you know.
Oh, stop, Mr. Tumley.
But as it is, I think I'll go on being single for a while.
Oh, you sound as if you'd had some pretty sad experiences with the fair sex.
The unfair sex, you mean?
Oh, I see.
Hey, that reminds me. Do any of you know anything about the laws in this state?
Laws? What kind of laws? Building laws, you mean?
No, not building. Can't you relax, old man? Get your mind off business. We're having a good time.
Well, what laws do you mean, Mr. Tumley?
Well, the marriage laws. You were just talking about getting married and all that. I wonder if any of you could tell me something.
What, Mr. Tumley?
Well, can a man marry his widow's sister in this state?
I think so.
You do, huh? How about you, Mr. A?
What?
In this state, is it legal for a man to marry his widow's sister?
Well, yes. I don't see how that would be against the law.
Why, that sounds like a romance budding somewhere.
How about you, Mrs. Ace? What do you say? Do you know if a man can marry his widow's sister in this state?
Well, I think so, if he loves her. I think love is the most important thing when two people get married, don't you?
Yes, but I...
Well, like when my sister married her husband. They had a runaway marriage, you know.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. They eloped?
Oh, no, they were married in church.
They were married... I thought you said runaway marriage.
Well, we call it that because every time my mother asked my sister Stella if he was going to marry my sister, he's run away.
He's run. Yeah, that's what you call a runaway marriage.
Oh, yes, they did. You remember, Mark. But as I say, I think love is the most important thing. Don't you, Mr. Tomlin?
Yes, I think so. But that doesn't answer my question.
Yes, it does. If they love each other, I think they can get married. Of course, some marriages start out with two people just liking each other, just puppy love at first.
Yep, and from then on, they lead a dog's life.
That's cute, Mr. Tumbler.
You know, I never had so many laughs before teasing in all my life. It's hard to find people nowadays to enjoy a good laugh.
Oh, we do, especially me. I say there's nothing like laughing. We'd like to have you for dinner every night.
Oh, cannibal, huh?
What?
You'd like to have me for dinner. I warned you, I'm pretty tough.
Oh, I get it. I didn't mean have you for dinner.
That's what you said.
No, I meant we'd like... Yeah, where are you going?
Nowhere. I thought I'd sort of walk around outside and get some air.
No, you don't. Come back here. Nobody's answered my question.
Oh, about getting married, you mean?
Yes. Is it legal in this state for a man to marry his widow sister?
Well, I don't know anything about laws, but I certainly don't see why it couldn't. Sounds legal to me.
You think so, too, Mr. Ray? What?
I think so. He loves her. I had a distant cousin once that married my second cousin. You remember, dear?
No, I don't think so.
Sure you do. Oh. You remember they got married and went to live in Washington and we found a radio for a wedding present?
Washington?
Yes, Washington, A.C.
Washington, A.C.? It's D.C.
Oh, no, it was A.C. I remember because they wrote that if we wanted to send them a radio, to be sure it was A.C.
Be sure it was... Oh, that's a hot one. Is that a pimp in there?
Yes, it's a new one on me, too.
I never heard that you said to you, but
I never have either.
You're a very lucky man, Miss Dave. As I say, if I'd met her first, you'd have had very little chance.
Well, how about this girl you're thinking about, Mr. Tomlin?
The girl? What's that?
The girl you were asking us about.
Asking? Oh, yes, that girl. Well, I don't know. It all depends on the laws of this state. If a man can marry his widow's sister, I might consider it.
Well, why don't you ask some lawyer?
You think I should?
Well, of course. If you want legal advice, I think a lawyer is the one to ask.
Of course, Mr. Tomlin. If you like, I'll be very glad to ask my lawyer.
You would, huh?
Yes.
Well, personally, I don't think he ought to ask a lawyer. He ought to know himself if he's in love with her.
Now, wait a minute. Just leave me out of it for the time being. All I want to know
is... I had a girlfriend back home. You remember her, Mark, Beth?
Oh, yes, but I don't think this is covered.
Well, she was going with some fellow, and one night he said, Beth, I want to pop the question. And she said, well, first you better question my pop. And so he went to her father.
Question your father. Oh, that takes the cake. That really is a humdinger.
Yes. Well, he went and asked her father, and her father said no. Well, she was heartbroken and miserable and very sad. And on top of that, she got sick. Intestinal flu.
Intestinal?
Yes. Oh, but it was nothing to laugh about then. We were all so sorry for her. You remember, Marge.
Yes.
Yes, so do I. But that's no point to it, then. Mr. Tomlin wouldn't be interested.
Yes, he would.
Oh, sure, I would.
Do you believe in a girl having a career, Mr. Tomlin?
Oh, no. Business is no place for women.
Well, not exactly, business. This girl went to Hollywood.
Hollywood? Mm-hmm. No place for a girl. Chances are one in a million to get to there.
Oh, no, not her. She went out there and tried to become an actress, and she did very well.
She did not.
She certainly did. She finally married a cameraman, and then she divorced him. And now she has a beauty shop in Seattle.
She certainly had a busy life, didn't she?
Oh, yes. And I remember once she drove back home all the way from Seattle alone in her car.
Speaking of cars, Mr. Tommy, I can show you how this lot can hold as many cars as you care to have it hold.
You're back on that subject again.
Well, yes, that's what I'm trying to
do. Well, now, look, one thing at a time. Let's get my subject straightened out first. I say a man can't marry his widow sister in this state.
Well, why not?
Because he's dead.
Who's dead? You ask if a man could marry his widow's sister. Oh, yeah! I get it.
You said that's my lawyer.
Yes, that was pretty stupid on me, wasn't it?
Oh, don't think you're stupid. Everybody fights on that one.
What happened? Well, Mr. Tommy just explained his little joke. A man can't marry his widow sister in this state because he's dead.
Well, Mr. Tommy didn't say the man was dead.
I did say he was. Only I didn't say it just those words. I said his widow sister.
Yes, well, why can't he marry her in this state or any state?
Why? They can't assume that. Because if it's his widow sister, his wife's the widow. Now, where would he be?
Oh, his wife's a widow. Oh, well, that's not fair that way, Mr. Tommy. You didn't say that before.
I sure had you guessing on that one.
Yes, you sure did, Mr. Tommy.
Yes, sir. Nothing like a good laugh, is
there? No, indeed. Well, now that we have that out of the way, how about this garage we're going to build, Mr. Tumley?
How about it?
Well, how about... Oh, no, we won't go through that again.
Well, Mr. Azar, I don't think that property you have would interest. I'd like to do business with you. You know, I've had a most enjoyable...
Well, maybe we can work out some kind of a deal. It might be just what you want.
I'd like to, really. We've had a lot of laughs together, and I always say there's nothing like a good, hearty laugh. I know this means a good deal to you and your little wife here, but as I say...
Oh, I get it. The husband is in the wrong state.
What?
That joke Mr. Tommy just told us. The husband can't marry his widow sister because he's in the wrong state.
Wrong state? I'll say he's in the wrong state.
Jane, would you please let me talk to Mr. Tommy?
Well, that last shot got me. On second thought, Mr. Ace, maybe we can't talk to him.
Oh, really?
Yes, well, I can't resist that. I never thought of that. I must remember. Mrs. Ace, you'll kill me.
All right.
Jane did help soften up a hard-boiled customer. No doubt there'll be no living with her now that she has demonstrated what she can do. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.